Yeah, that's why my parents are making
tea. All right, so you guys want just a brief recap of everything while I eat some chips?
I think we,
I think I know actually what's going on.
I think we're okay,
surprisingly.
Actually.
That's not gonna last. You know it.
Yeah.
Fairly. Okay. So, you okay?
Sorry.
Do you have Oreos upstairs?
Alright, let's go.
Okay. So after the stranger has... Are we recording?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. After the stranger has, pulled apart the book, put it back together, closed it, and as you can see, even the picture that he was on before he started tearing it apart, the book changed. And he tore it up into small pieces and then he combined them back into the book. And he's flipping through it now.
Is he more at ease now?
He looks like he's back to normal.
Okay, that's
good.
For
what you know. Like, he's not, like, super confident now that he has this...
No, of course not.
This random tree that's the only dream.
But he's not, like,
He's a little bashful about it.
Sure.
And then he just kind of puts it on his hip and...
What did the picture show?
The pictures, the last one that you saw, was just five, like, almost stick figures around, like, a tree.
With a book.
And one, and the one in the center with a book. Okay. And then he turned the pages and he saw a crossbow,
mm-hmm.
you know, picture of what looked like a Kopesh,
mm-hmm.
one picture of what looked like the symbol of Moradin, and then an hourglass, and then finally a circle.
That was a stranger symbol in the, when we looked at the teacup. Remember?
Yeah, they were the same symbol.
You had the Kopesh. I mean, I didn't have the Kopesh. I had the picture of my amulet.
That's right.
Which is different, but you had your crossbow at the same time, too. With a longer handle, from what I remember.
In the book, the longer handle?
No, not in the book, in the teacup.
Okay.
But I guess based on this information, I'm looking at the stranger, and I'm like, does this book have some sort of seeing power?
The book. Everything that may happen may be written in the book.
So it sees the future.
It can.
But it does not spell things out, as you can see. It comes together when it needs to, and it provides insight, as far as I understand.
Hmm.
Shall we get going?
Yeah.
Are you done here?
Yeah.
That's all we
need.
Pretty
cool, stranger. That's pretty cool.
Thank you.
So the path leading away from here, you can see Carnival in the distance, away from where you walked. In the other direction, the path leads down. Looks a little bit familiar. Looks pretty long, actually.
Let's take it.
You're walking for a little bit.
I can't.
You're walking for a little bit when you realize it's very a very long distance. It seems longer than normal, especially to Ever.
Wow, this is long as hell.
There's a wagon up ahead.
Oh, Jesus Christ! Fucking wagons.
What's driving the wagon?
Yeah.
There's no one.
Is that a wagon or a cart?
It's a small wagon.
Is there anything pulling it?
There's a yak.
So.
Okay.
Then we're probably almost back.
As you approach the wagon.
Yeah.
The wagon kind of turns and the yak trots over to Ever, but looking past it, there's a long way to go.
Is there anyone in the wagon? No.
No. There is a basket. You can look at the top. There's a basket and a note.
Careful, guys.
I'm going to look at the note.
It just says food.
Food?
I'm going to open it.
The note says food.
What does it say?
Food.
Oh. That sounds pretty good right now.
No, I don't.
It looks like a hot meal in a basket of sustenance.
I smell that. What is it?
Nothing.
I'm coming over.
Nope.
Does Ever recognize the yak?
This looks like one of the main yaks that you've dealt with, the yak milk farmer.
Ah.
Yeah. But the side of the cart says Gortok.
Oh, fuck. I don't want it. I'm good. I'll pass.
Ava climbs up to the top where you would like to stay.
It's been rained. It's been yoked in and everything.
But yeah. So he sets himself up with the front.
It smells really good.
That note smells really good, huh?
Kuro's already in the wagon.
The stranger pops into the wagon.
Like this.
Eros is still on the disc, right?
The stranger takes the basket from Kyo.
food. Yes. Who would like some food?
It looks freshly baked bread. It looks like there's some...
But this is from Gortok, guys. I don't know if this is, like, legitimate.
Everything's very clean.
It's probably festival food.
Should we eat it?
Yes.
Yo, pass me a thing. There's how many are there? Can we split it evenly or no?
It looks like there's six of them.
How many are there of us?
Five.
Oh, shit. Someone's gonna die.
The stranger only takes one. Today. Stranger takes one and he puts...
Stranger, throw me one.
Yes.
That was a candy dab.
That is pretty damn good. I enjoy that.
There's some like just like baked potatoes, a little bit of a looks like most of it looks like it's fish based, but you know, it's well cooked fish. It's pretty fresh. Pretty fresh overall.
How's that?
Can you try it again though? I love you.
Can I take an apple,
please?
Yes, you may have an apple.
There are apples in
there. Apple.
Candied apples?
It's candied and fresh, but it looks like you got the kind that you would probably eat.
Yeah. What are apples, man?
I'm so hungry.
So the stranger digs in as well.
This is pretty good.
There's all kinds of stuff. There's just, some rice, some other stuff.
Are there knives in the pantry?
Do you
want
an
apple cutter?
Yes.
Yeah.
And something for the peanut butter. I'll wait till you get back. Mm-hmm.
I guess it's talking about food when everyone...
Yeah, everyone's just kind of like...
All right, I'll have some food.
Did you guys eat lunch?
I did. Bryce didn't.
Okay. So you're legitimately, in real life, hungry?
Not super hungry. I'm okay. Hungry.
We had breakfast, so...
Okay.
But we didn't have, like, lunch or something.
When do you guys want to pause for eating, or are we planning on eating? Grilled.
Hmm? They're grilling. Oh, you missed that. They're grilling food.
Are they really?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Don't you love it? That's a
shame. It's great.
So I wouldn't mind that I'm there the next weekend, right?
No. Okay. I was asking if he's going to come to visit, mysteriously, at the same time that
Jai is not.
Jai's probably not going to be there.
He's not?
No.
He's so shady.
Are you sure? Yeah, I'm very sure.
I'm very sure he's not going to be there.
Maybe.
Dylan has her own personal team of
players. Yes.
Of course.
Hit the ball.
Thank you.
You only take Snapchats of Jai because he's not real.
He's not
real. He's really just Lolo living.
What a twist.
Whatever.
What a twist.
Lolo Uncle Matt.
Okay, how does this work? Do I just press? Okay. I just press, right?
No, you won't be able
that
to
scared me.
Ball.
I won't be able to do it in the bowl?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Little wheat starch. Good call.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't think so. I didn't think it's too like commercial.
No. You're right. It's too processed.
Too processed.
I didn't realize.
Pringles.
That. Good call though. Good call. Sorry.
Okay.
At least you got to taste it. And you have normal chips too. Okay.
Yep.
Are you gonna wash that?
Hit me with your best shot.
No. So basically, there's a bunch of different food, but and the wagon keeps is going for a while.
What's
up? The wagon just trotting along, going for a while.
Okay.
Greater distance than normal.
least.
Does it look like we're heading back to Charity?
Mm-hmm. It looks like...
Okay, where are we going?
There's an archway in the distance, but...
It's so far away. Back.
It feels really, truly, really strange. All
right. Eros is still taking a chill pill on the disc. That's his usual spot, anyway.
Are we going back to Charity or the festival grounds?
That's where Gortog is, anyway. Mm-hmm. I'm doing staring at my
head. Does the wagon seem to be heading back to the festival? Or
there, yeah, it looks like it's heading back to the festival.
Okay.
But it seems like a greater distance than,
oh God, that's scary.
Than you even walked.
Okay, can we see the lake? Are we able to see the lake?
No, you only see the archways from here.
Oh, wow.
We're very.
So we're surrounded by the forest?
Surrounded by the forest, and it's like a careful path down.
Oh, okay. So we can't see the lake through the trees?
No.
Jesus.
But there's an odd fog up ahead.
Oh my God, we're gonna... Okay, guys, this is our time to shine. Let's do this.
Oh,
what are you talking about?
Make sure. You can see past it.
It's called water condensation.
It's called chill the out.
Do we sense anything?
Roll perception.
Guys, I got this.
I sense fog.
I'm too busy with the food, guys. Eros is the only one doing this.
It's like 21. It's or like maybe fog. 16, something like that.
You can see past it. There's nothing else in it.
Guys, I sense danger.
What are you talking about?
As usual.
I don't know. I don't like not being able to see you guys. Let's try to hurry through this if we can.
You're not worrying.
The yak is just trying.
What's the yak's name?
What's the yak's name?
The yak's name is probably not pronounceable by me, but right, half elf tongue.
All right, Joe. Joe the yak. It's your new name. All right.
did it talk?
All right, Mr. Yak.
Here's a little nod, dude.
Was it a male?
It's not the kind of yak that you would have milked.
Okay.
I'd milk it.
Unless you were, like, you know, breeding them.
It's foxy foxes. Love that kind of thing. Into that stuff, kind of stuff.
Yaksy yaks.
Yaksy yaks.
Yaksy yaks.
Oh man, what is this turning into?
You're going. You know, the wagon keeps going, and the dip. You're still on disc. Mm-hmm. It's a disc floating right next to the wagon.
Yep.
It's just trailing alongside it.
Yep.
The yak passes through the cloud, the fog.
Oh yeah, sure.
It's a little cold. Nothing bad. Pass through it entirely.
Good job, Mr. Yak.
Yes. It is fine.
I thought the yak was talking.
You see, it is not a problem.
I feel very drowsy.
Fuck.
All of a sudden.
Does the yak seem to be affected?
No, the yak is completely unaffected.
Wow, I'm sorry. This is what I was saying.
What?
That this is not good.
What?
Everyone should think about this.
Ever thinks about this. And did ever eat anything? Or did ever look at the food at all?
Looked at the food, yeah.
Ever thinks about this, and looked at the, when he looked at the food, he realizes... Huh. There was some meat in that dish.
What's happening to us?
Hold on.
Another bite.
Oh, no. Oh, guys, I think I'm dying.
You all fall asleep. You couldn't have that.
Someone. Ow, my. Why is there a bruise on my shoulder?
He was bloody. He has a little, like, blood coming out of his nose.
What the hell happened to you?
You've taken an extended rest, but he was bloody.
Oh, shit. You alright?
Oh.
Shit.
I feel him.
Someone came up to us, must have smacked you in the head or something. I'm a killer.
Where are we right now?
It looks like you can see the lake from here.
I must have fallen asleep, guys.
Fuck. The yak looks like it kept moving.
What a horrible dream.
What happened?
How far did you heal me?
Huh?
Did you have a dream? Anyone who didn't have dreams, raise your hand.
I had a dream as well.
Yak, you had a dream?
I do not know if he understands you.
Probably
he didn't raise his hand, though. Anyone who doesn't understand, please raise your hand. See, he understands.
Ross is on high alert.
The man on the hill.
What?
Did anyone else see the man on the hill?
I don't think I saw a man on a hill.
No.
Everyone else think carefully.
About what
the hell happened to you, dude?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you think someone came up to the cart? Check your belongings, guys. Do we have everything still?
We have everything.
What the hell is this shit? What happened?
Ever points at your crossbow.
What? What's wrong?
That was... I...
You stole it from me? While I was asleep? Shot Q. Oh my god.
You don't.
No!
No, I don't. I'm groggy.
That in. I had in my dream.
Did you own it?
It was. Well, it wasn't. Wasn't me.
What?
It was
me?
It wasn't mine.
Okay.
Was it mine?
Well, it was.
Was it your dream? It wasn't your dream.
So you had a vision that was not your own. Was it a vision of blood?
Then that would be your fault.
It was...
You can refer to it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, listen. There was a man on a hill. Oh, my head. And there was a man on the hill, and he was staring at... a mother and a child.
I like where this is going.
It was weird, and then...
Oh my gosh, it's Eros.
No, but it felt... No, it felt so real.
Okay, but what happened?
Like, the man saw me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he ran up to me, and he started basically beating the snot out of me.
Wait, Who were you in the dream?
Yeah, who were you? Were you the fourth person?
I was like a fourth person.
Okay.
He ran at me, but I honestly can't even sure if it was really me.
So you were somebody else?
Might have been. It didn't feel any different,
so
though.
Your point of view was beaten up.
Yeah, ow.
What did the guy look like?
You're bruised around the neck.
I know. It's really hard to breathe.
There are bruises around his neck as if they're like deep handprints right around his face.
I'm pretty sure if someone strangled me in the middle of the night, pretty sure I probably would have woken up.
Most likely.
What is this?
The stranger like brushes along your throat gently.
Oh.
And there's...
Oh, this is, I don't know, some sort of powder?
Roll intelligence. Roll under your intelligence.
Probably drugs.
Take anything. Take anything because it's under your intelligence. He recognizes it as... special powder that he tends to use for, well, he hasn't seen it in a really long time. It's very rare.
It's,
Is that Moonstitch powder?
I don't think so.
Is that brewer's yeast or is baker's yeast?
Tenta's floating disc powder? No.
It's the powder used for his technique, Dreamscape Hijack.
Dreamscape Hijack. I can't believe it.
What did you say? What's Dreamscape Hijack?
Dreamscape Hijack is something I learned.
What the hell's going on?
I haven't done this in a while, guys, but usually I can enter what we call the Dreamscape.
Okay.
And? Think about it like I can enter someone else's dream. And I can physically be there.
Do you take damage?
Well, no, not like this.
How then?
I mean, usually if you were to do it, for example, you would probably die or something.
Okay, I like...
Yes, that sounds like Eros.
But, I mean, even if Kuro doesn't have the proper training, but... I have the training for it.
You have the training.
Right.
And this doesn't usually happen.
You were trained to enter others' dreams?
Yes.
It's pretty messed up, but alright.
Yeah. I usually don't talk about it.
If someone else did that to you, could they hurt you?
I don't think so. Because it's the Dreamscape, it's not real. At the same time, I can, sort of.
Can people pass from the Dreamscape to reality?
Yeah. I haven't seen it done before, to be honest. I've only seen it enter the dream plane, and then... You remember the Kalashtar, right?
The what?
The dream creatures? Basically, they walk through the dreams, they understand the dreams the best.
What the hell?
But
the priestess, she was...
Kalashtar.
Kalashtar, right?
Yes.
So it was her?
No.
Let's go kick her ass.
No. It was not a woman.
What was it?
It was a man.
Wait, he beat you up?
He was the one, but it wasn't my
dream.
What
did he look like?
That's why I think... I don't remember going to someone else's dream on purpose, though.
I had a dream as well that it was not my dream, but it was someone else's.
That is usually what happens to Dreamscape Hijack.
Yes.
Of course, that's not actually the real name, but...
Yes. I don't... What if it was... his dream?
Who did you see?
Who's he?
He talked about a man. And the man choked him.
It was a... He's not an old man, but his dress style was very old. That's gluten-free, by the way.
Awesome.
Eva, you said that you had crossbow, Eros'
yes.
Crossbow. What happened
Someone,
in your dream?
It was a big building, and there was music there, and I was back.
Yes,
and
you were
then,
in the audience then.
And then... See exactly.
A performance?
Yes.
Was it? But it wasn't like
it
what
was,
Bella was talking about, it seems.
It was not good.
What type of performance would that be?
And then there was fire, and then...
Fire?
Coming towards you?
And then there was what you said.
Mirror?
You grab it?
Who grabbed it?
I believe Ever saw it from the viewpoint of someone not himself.
What type of performance was it and where was it?
So from your vantage point, the person we were seeing through had my crossbow and grabbed a shard.
There was music and then talking and then fire, and then glass.
Fire?
This sounds like something that would happen to me.
Yes, but did it ever...
I don't think it's ever happened.
Didn't he... Wasn't that the dream he had? Previously?
The concert. You told me about.
Wow. Where
was
were you?
Was everyone foxes?
Fuck. Yeah. Who else did you see there?
Where?
Well, around? I mean, what else did you see? Were you in a seat?
No.
Were they there? That's not good. I don't know what that means.
Everything is scary right now.
That did not seem particularly demonic.
Kura, what about you?
I had a vision of cultists summoning and then being eaten by a horrible monster.
That is terrifying.
And then the person through whose eyes I was viewing this slaughter was then consumed by the monster.
I don't like that.
You.
Yeah?
What was yours?
Well, I was a guy, and I was riding on a wolf, and we were riding, and then my compatriots were also riding on their things, and we were riding through the forest, and then we were running up, and on the wolf was riding, and we were riding together.
The wolf was riding other wolves?
No, I was riding on the wolf.
Fantastic.
But he was going through the forest.
Who was the wolf riding on?
No one. He was riding on, he was walking, he's running with his
legs. He was running, not riding. So the wolf was not riding you. Or, very well, continue.
Okay.
Was it clean or was it dirty?
I don't remember. But I was going through the forest, and then the other guys were going through the forest. And then I took a shot, and I hit the thing, or the guy hit the thing, and then...
A shot with what?
At what?
I think like a bow of some kind.
Oh, you shot a bow?
Yeah, like a regular bow. Well, I'm not sure, but it was like, yeah, kind of, I don't really remember.
Were you a male or a female in the dream?
I don't know.
Were you a wolf?
Definitely not a wolf, I think. But I shot it, right? And the thing, you know, whatever, but I was like, yo, I'm the best in the world. No worries. And then the wind picked up, and I was like, okay.
So you shot a piece of poop, and it...
No, the guy. There was a guy in the middle that we were hunting.
In the middle of the poop.
You shot...
In the forest.
You shot
I shot it. I shot him. No problem. I'm gonna be rich now. That's what I thought to myself. And I was like, me and Wolfie, we're gonna eat forever, basically. Okay?
Yes.
Yeah. So then, I was like, yeah, I got him. The wind picked up. I was like, good thing I shot him when I did. But then I realized, yo, the wind is not normal because the guy was coming back. He got up. Poison dagger didn't do anything. Poison arrow didn't do anything. And I'm like kind of pissed at this point because, you know, I'm like the best in the world. So the guy gets up. And then, you know, the air is spinning. And my friends, they're like, peace. They got it. They were gone. Wolfie, I was like on the ground. Wolfie got me. He was going to take me. And then, nah, too late. Got messed up by the guy pointing a finger at me with the bandages on.
Pointing a finger at you?
He kind of like that, yeah.
Bandages?
Not a huge fan of that.
Bandages?
Yeah.
He attacked you.
Was he hurt?
Yeah, I guess he was attacking me. I don't know. I couldn't tell.
But you're not hurt. But he attacked you, and you are.
I don't think it's the same guy.
Right.
What do you look like?
Some sort of man, black, like, dark cloak.
A black man?
No. Like, some sort of dark cloak, and
a dark cloaked man.
Yeah. But why did I use Dreamscape Hijack all this time? I don't have anything to use it with.
Do you believe that we unwittingly utilized Dreamscape Hijack?
I've never talked about it before, have I?
I have never seen this powder on you before.
Yes, but perhaps we were also unwittingly using it.
Where does the powder come from?
Everyone, check your clothes for powder.
Well, the closest thing that I think of
the place it is on his neck. And on the stranger's hand, because the stranger touched it.
Yeah. It's... Here, have you seen this powder before? You get it from a flower.
Good job.
Pollen?
Not pollen.
So it does look like really well ground up pollen.
But it usually makes people sleepy. If you were to put it in other...
Probably made us sleepy then, dude.
So I'm rolling whatever.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
Knowledge. Okay.
Nature.
Whoop.
You've seen pollen like this before, but you can't really identify it. You can definitely recognize it. Maybe it's something to do with, you know, what else makes people sleepy?
Sleepy time balls.
Yeah. You could be using it in sleepy time balls.
Do totally I know what possible. Flower that's from?
It doesn't have a very, like, pronounceable name, but yeah. Vella definitely grows them, too.
Do I know where to find them? Like, do they grow in the wild?
They grow in the wild, yes. But they're a little finicky and they're very tiny.
I'm gonna lean out of the wagon. I'm gonna crawl towards the edge of the wagon, look out.
Okay. You're nearing the festival grounds, buddy. You saw the lake, but as you were talking you just kept going. Yeah, kept going regardless of what was going on.
I did not have such a frightening dream.
Yeah.
Well, perhaps I did. I remember seeing books. Lots of them. They are not like my book.
Or your book. Or
that's
my book.
Scary.
Or your books. Actually, perhaps they were more like your books. Lots of them. Lots of writing. Lots of papers. But frustration. I did not... It was not my dream. And the papers were crumpled and shaken and thrown on the ground. And I remember walking the person I was dreaming through walking to a low-hanging branch where they threw a rope over and
hung themselves.
Yes. That is what happened in that dream.
How horrible.
That's cruel.
Did you see it through that person's eyes?
Yes, despair. All of it. It was terrifying. Just frustration. It is as if those I thought my friends did not believe me about things. And I felt his, for certain. I felt his despair. It was...
As if... So, in translation, basically, this man... has some sort of discovery, this idea, and no one else seems to believe him. And because of this frustration, he has no other choice but to rid himself of the world.
I do not know if that is exactly the same, but it sounds very similar. Perhaps he was beyond frustration with explaining something of his own views.
Do you see yourself ever?
No.
Not that ever.
No.
Stranger reaches up and tries to do this.
Beard?
Yes, maybe. Beard.
Well, no one else is hurt, right?
Yeah, no, I'm worried for you, Q.
I'll be okay.
You're nearing the festival grounds, and it looks like the yak is bringing you directly to Gortok.
How's it going?
Do we see Gortog?
Yeah, he's sitting in his little tent.
He's just doing the same thing.
Just kind of sitting there. He's tinkering with something, like a small box that isn't the normal box with a lever. He's tinkering with it, and he's cursing out loud with it. And kids walk by, and he curses louder.
Something wrong, Gortog?
Yeah. Hey, how's it going?
Mr. Gortog, we have returned.
What the hell happened to you?
Bar fight.
He dreamed.
He dreamed.
He got in a fight.
He dreamed a dream.
He got a dream in a fight?
Yeah.
Dream a fight, fight, dream. Alright, no matter. Wait. That's an interesting wagon he got there.
It says Gortog.
It has your name on it.
Yeah.
Is that your yak?
Do you not recognize it?
It's not my yak.
Take your cart.
It's not my cart.
I thought this was a wagon, not a cart.
It's not my wagon.
What the hell is this then?
It's not my boat.
That's not a boat.
It's not my plane.
A what?
Huh?
Mr. Gortog.
I'm sorry, you gotta speak up. What?
We resolved.
Ah, yeah.
The problem at the casino.
That damn retarly kid, yeah.
Retarly.
Are you okay? Need some fiber.
Why would you send me to do that job?
What's the matter?
Retarly?
Yeah?
No idea who this kid is, and he claims that he's my rival.
That's hilarious. Really?
Or that I'm his rival.
Did you beat his face?
Yeah.
Nice. Alright, but, sorry about that. I don't know. I didn't know anything about the situation.
That's fine.
But I heard it was the retarded kid. I see you got my orb. You used it. Good work. Your count's in the negatives.
Mr. Gortog, I have a few questions for you.
Yeah, shoot them.
First one that I remember.
Yes.
What? You are the proprietor of the casino?
No. Arbitrator.
Arbitrator.
What the hell's the difference?
I arbitrate. All right. Don't proprietize.
Very helpful, Gortog.
You're very welcome. Next question.
My next question is, seems we have a currency known as chops.
Yeah.
Available to us.
Yep.
When I checked at the counter with the egg gentleman,
uh-huh.
He revealed a list of prizes,
yeah.
But not their prices.
Yeah, I'm trying to fix that. Just tinkering with the box.
Oh, I see. The next thing I would like to ask is if you had any idea of how we may reach the gathering.
Yeah, Villa told me that you're trying to get there.
Wait, you were able to communicate with...
No, check this out. Pulls this thing. Little piece of paper comes out. He writes on it quickly. Folds it up. I'm going to send this to Eros. Let's go of it. The paper grows wings and it just flaps and smacks him in the face.
Ow, you piece of...
It doesn't actually hurt. It's a picture of a penis.
Is that a,
It was stubby.
Don't.
How well drawn is it? Is it exquisitely drawn?
Only the testicles. So the testicles are extremely detailed.
So they're shaded and stuff, they have shaded, and then it's just like...
It's just like this with a line.
It has the wrinkles.
Yeah, you know, water drops.
Wait, the stuff is coming out of it?
Thanks, bud.
Very welcome.
Question?
Least I could do for you. Yes.
Why do I have chops in my account when I've clearly never purchased / obtained these before?
Before? Well, I couldn't tell you exactly, but sometimes you just deserve them. See?
It's kind of weird.
Depending on what you've done in the past, who you've killed, who you've helped kill,
really?
Who you've killed help, what you've eaten, what you haven't, what you've baconed, what you haven't, where you've washed, where you haven't.
Do you have a lot of chops for not washing?
Now, I wouldn't get ahead of myself, but...
Nice.
Couldn't you just give yourself more chops without...
Ah, not at all. As I said, I am the arbitrator.
He needs to arbitrate.
I need to arbitrate.
Ah, yeah. Arbitrate making.
I think he changed the verb.
In any case, Mr. Gortog.
Yes. How can I help you?
You said you were running an event later.
Ah, yeah, that one's
we might
been,
participate.
That one's been canceled, because you guys show a lot of promise, actually. So, as I heard from Belp, you are aiming to get into the gathering.
Yes.
And the prize for that event was supposedly to go to the casino. I was maybe going to cheat you out of that, but you guys proved yourselves very interesting. And there drew a large crowd, did you not?
I mean, they were watching us.
Casino, yes.
Me beat the crap out.
Betting up against
were him. They gambling on our victory?
Yeah.
Did it happen a lot?
Oh, absolutely. Why wouldn't it?
Would you say that if we got into more fights at the casino, we could potentially...
Nah, there's no need for that. I've arranged a special event.
And would that
what?
Would be what?
Stranger's Page is his book right now. You do know that on the front of the book is a circle. Was that there before? He puts it down. There's a circle on his chest.
Stranger, I think you're dying.
Right?
The stranger. Circles. On your book.
It's like...
Yes. Anyway, I have a special event. I think it'd be very fun if you did a little bit of a hide-and-seek kind of scavenger hunt.
Hide-and-seek?
Yeah.
Where? Here?
Yeah, I have an inflatabigation.
A what?
It'll blow up and create a nice little labyrinth.
Will this conflict with my performance?
Nah, that performance is not for a couple of days now, but tonight was a practice performance for those who wanted to watch the dress rehearsal.
Q, what time is it?
It's currently... Is it nighttime?
It's... Are you checking the...
How much time has passed since they've left?
30 minutes.
It's like 7:30.
I believe this is what they call time shenanigans.
Oh, you were at Carnival, right?
Of course, time passes differently there.
Very good. This is why we call you Cube Retardly.
No.
Did I get that wrong?
No, yeah, yes.
I'm sorry. Q-Lamari.
No, that's better.
No, I believe his appellation is the Boy Wonder.
Calamari.
Oh. The boar wonder, calamari.
Two calamari.
I do not think it has anything to do with seafood.
That's unfortunate. That's one of the nicest things around this place. Can't get much meat for crap, but yeah, you can definitely get some nice seafood, dude.
Yeah, but why? But why is it called seafood when there's no sea? There's only a lake.
Well, you're sitting there, eat it, duh.
So FOOD.
Spell. I'm jealous.
Mr. Gortog, you're quite the wordsmith there.
Wordsmith?
That was very elucidating.
I beg to differ. I do not smith any sorts of words.
Well, I apologize.
Apology accepted.
When do we get started with this event?
The labyrinth. What is it exactly?
A labyrinth?
Yes, that word. Labyrinth, is that like a maze?
Yeah.
We will do it.
Huh? Wait a moment.
Yes, we shall get ready. How quickly can... how much time do we have?
Can we think about this first?
15 minutes? Sound good to you, folks?
I mean,
that's
we
a little bit too
long.
There's plenty of time, yes.
Oh, stranger, I don't...
Yeah, let's do it. Yes, all right. Let's,
Wait, what does this involve?
Whoa, hold on. Slow your roll there.
Well, okay. This is what it involves. Basically, travel through the labyrinth.
Yeah.
Grab some stuff for me.
Yeah.
And you get scored. See, we have little, like, token things, right? They're all over the place, and all you have to do is get a really high score. Now, my personal high score, and having built the place, is 30.
30.
30.
Yes.
Okay, wait a moment.
That doesn't seem like a very high.
Are there going to be any other competitors?
Nope.
With us?
Nope. Nope.
It's just
we're just going to do Simulscry and present it to everyone. Everyone will be able to see you.
Simulscry.
Wait, everyone here in charity
together?
Or?
Yes, you are together.
Okay.
What are the rules?
Well, that makes it easy,
Everett's coming?
Yeah. Why not? Five people seems like a good number. Make it through the maze.
But this seems dangerous for miners.
Isn't Everett older than you?
I don't really understand. What is dangerous for us?
You know, like the pickaxe, because you're not a miner. Oh, you are a miner. So we gotta make sure you don't.
I believe that is the rocks. Geologist.
I can break apart the rock.
Okay.
Anyway.
Why would you break apart the rock anyway?
To get the.
What are the rules?
Pieces.
Get everything you can.
Oh, you know how to break rocks.
Cheat?
Okay, very well then.
My friend, I encourage it because it's more entertaining.
If let's do this.
You can use anything in your disposal. See, here, I'll fire it up so you can get a good look in the outside. He pulls the lever. And behind him, from where you came, rises out of the ground like stone walls. And there's stone walls with some vines on it. It's pretty tall. It's like, and he flashes you just a quick picture. There's water. There's all kinds of pits. There's all kinds of stuff. There are tokens everywhere. And you can spend some chops if you want to. That's interesting. I haven't even announced it to everyone yet. But
announced what?
Announced the event. Now, it is going to be broadcast to all kinds of people, especially those involved in the gathering.
Okay, and so what?
So this will be your first real performance. And there will be lots of betting on it.
That's fine with me.
It looks like there's already bets on this one.
But you said you haven't even announced it.
That is correct, and that is how it is sometimes.
Oh, well.
You know how it is.
Oh, man. Why does it seem vaguely familiar?
Yes, it seems very familiar.
Hold up.
Have you done a labyrinth run before? Here are the basics of this one.
You've done a labyrinth run. I don't know about this labyrinth.
There are all kinds of tokens, all kinds of trinkets in there. I've gotten 30 of them before. The maximum number before the labyrinth will shut down is 50. I highly doubt that you will be able to do it because, well, I built it. But there are more of you and less of me. Now.
What effect?
Yes. So, what I see already. You see small bags with wings. People are already sending you some trinkets and fun stuff.
Hell yeah.
Whoa.
It's a known event. Like, one floats everyone. As soon as it touches hand, pops open. Well, shit, I was going to give you that. Headsets and walkie-talkies. Magical. You slip it on, and it just disappears. But you feel it like you can you can attach it anywhere. It seems like you'd be able to contact each other from anywhere right now. Try not to let the audience hear your yes.
Everyone hears it.
The problem is the headsets and walkie-talkies only interface between the five of you, so you just fart in everyone's ears.
My guys.
There's some other items just flying in. It looks like someone's already. You guys aren't hustling me, are you? You guys
no.
have friends in high places or something?
Probably.
We got friends that are probably high.
Well, someone's already activated three circles of power on this labyrinth.
What do you mean?
In high places. It must be Moradin.
Well, he certainly...
Thanks to Moradin.
Yo, Moradin is such a cool guy.
He
certainly
is a cool
has.
Dude.
He certainly
I told
has.
You.
He's such a cool dude. So
that,
hip.
That would not be unreasonable. The circles of power cost quite a penny. Or quite a chop, if you will.
Dorman's got a lot of chops.
Yes, each of them costs about 500,000 chops.
Wait a moment.
God.
These circles of power, what exactly do they power?
I'm not entirely sure.
Do they
but
give
you
us
built
power?
The labyrinth.
I just, well, it is the casino channeled through this box, he said.
Oh,
that
I'm
is
down. Let's, I'm ready
well,
to go already.
It looks
God.
Like there's a,
you?
There's a couple of them.
You?
Something like a, that. Well, that does look like the sign of Moradin.
Yo, Dorman's pretty cool, man.
stranger says, we shall get ready. We shall be over here. Stranger's pulling.
Where's my bonker? I can't find it.
The stranger's trying to pull all of you aside.
Who hit my bonker?
What is wrong, stranger?
Now, the reason I accept it, he turns it, you have the blueprints in the book.
Of the
maze. So, this seems like it might be some fun, yeah?
It's time to bet on ourselves, guys.
I'm not sure we can do that.
Can we?
Let's try. We go to Gortog. Now you can't bet against yourself.
Gortog. Why not?
Nah.
Alright, we're gonna go back into the huddle. I'm gonna bring the party into the huddle.
Right. Gortog walks in.
Gortog's there too.
Alright, Gortog. How do we hype up so that the chop counts goes higher?
Ah, so you see. Very simple. Give a little flair to all your actions.
That's easy.
Flair's actions? Yeah. Do a little flair. Try to get as many things as you can. I doubt that you'll be beating my score. But depending on how high you get, I'll give you some extra prizes.
Hell yeah.
Depending on what you want. My personal stash. Not really one of anything else. So, he's trying to say that, like, you won't actually get any chops from this.
Hmm.
But you will get prizes.
Hmm. I like that.
And people have already sent a couple things in.
Gifts, right?
It looks like, yeah,
the Hunger Games. It's weird.
One of the
like our sponsors or something?
Yeah, exactly. Just,
like, bags with wings flying in. One flies right to Q.
I'm gonna open it.
It's a note from Boltzmann.
What's it say?
Basically, it states that he sent the walkie-talkies. Oh. He purchased the walkie-talkies because he thinks that's really all that you need. He says Q Latari 5 or 6 times. Good luck to you, Q Latari. And I'm not sure that's not his voice at all. I just can't do it right now because I was doing core talk. But he mentions that he's taken out all of his savings and bet it on you guys. Specifically on a perfect run, meaning that you get
God.
The maximum.
What is he?
Maximum value.
Oh my God.
Well, I mean, we do have.
We have
strangers.
The blueprint.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That means.
Are the locations of the things marked on?
Yes, they're fully marked.
Oh
it
my
looks
God.
Like
this
it's
is gonna be a cake roll.
It shows. Yeah, it shows that some of the things, it shows like arrows pointing for like very very interesting routes, and there's like a half pipe some places. The stranger is already putting down. He points at the book. There's 5 of you. One has a book. One has. And like one has a crossbow, and
they like directions for each
no,
one?
No, 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 not directions, but like just pictures. It shows a box on the ground, a flat box on the ground, and it shows what looks like what you recognize as magicycles.
Yes!
Stranger's already pulling out the vault, and Ever's never seen this. He pulls off the cover. Yes, this is fun magic, yes? Open it with the celestial timepiece, I believe. Vault opens, and then he reaches in, like, he goes inside.
No, use the vehicle setting. Close the vault.
But the pie.
That's true, it was very necessary.
Very well, now.
Gortog is just watching this. I've never been hustled so hard in my life. I'm so excited right now.
Do they have power?
They're fully powered.
What the hell?
Well, I'm gonna make some adjustments on the.
It must be the circles
guys.
Of power.
I'm gonna make sure that.
Oh, true.
So you get some turbo boost on here.
Okay. The stranger looks over at Eros and shows him the book. Look, the circle of power of Moradin, then one with just a circle in it. One with a maple.
My man. My man.
What are you talking about, Eros?
I got you.
Closes the book.
Eros, what are you talking about?
No, don't worry about it.
I believe I will run.
We got friends in high places, guys.
Your friends are high?
Yes, they are.
Make a perception check.
Me?
Yeah, everyone.
Oh, yeah, like 22.
Somehow, everyone else, like outside this group, has missed
19.
It.
18.
But, yeah, you guys all see it. In the back, you see a vine. It's moving slightly. And a piece of fruit grows on it.
Wait, on what?
On the vine. It's bright green. Another one.
Have you seen it
before? Definitely. Throw me one.
What sort of fruit is this?
It's very odd.
What sort of fruit is this? Whisper.
Is that Kuro's whisper?
So what has it done?
Yes, I'm whispering.
Yes, I'm whispering.
Honestly, it's just like you can jump really high.
For how long?
Maybe about, 10 seconds. So if you jump really high the first time, you're not going to make it to the ground before it wears off.
Right.
But you'll be fine.
That's if you eat the fruit?
If you eat the fruit.
Okay.
Are these growing on all the vines?
No, various fruits. There's too many to really just name.
Okay. Grab all of those. Let's get those, please. Thank you.
So there are two magic cycles currently in, or the right? There's two magic cycles.
I thought we had, we have two.
Okay. I think two were brought with you. One was exploded or something.
Right.
Okay, so this is the start of, I'm going to go meta. This is the start of the first skill challenge that we've had in a long, long time, at all. Skill challenges work like this. Very simple. You use skills. I determine the DC based on if it's hard, moderate, or easy. Warning, there is no easy on this one because it's a pretty nice challenge.
I like this.
What you're trying to do is get 12 successes before 3 failures.
Oh, fuck. 12 successes?
Yeah.
Oh, before everyone else is going to die.
Before 3 failures. Now, I'm going to give you, because we haven't done a skill challenge in a while, I have a list, but I'm going to kind of read to you suggestions that kind of things that you can do. And your goal is to not have any failures. At the same time, if it helps you out, I recommend doing things that you might not be very good at. Because you know what? You might be able to succeed just because you're experienced enough. One other thing, the failures in the skill challenge represent the time limit that you have on running the labyrinth.
Okay.
Because of this, doing things like taking shortcuts effectively reverse failures.
Hmm.
So if you speed up on what you're doing, you can effectively avoid, effectively reverse a failure and keep going. Fair enough?
Yeah.
Okay.
So 3 failures, a failure indicates that you didn't get any, you didn't get any of the tokens or trinkets, and you've wasted your time.
Does that mean we can go back and get it?
You're going to be, it's not going to be like a one-way kind of labyrinth. It's like you go in and you try to get everything you can. There's all kinds of things here. Obviously, there are vines, there are walls, there are some, jumps, there are some, on the top of the wall, there's clearly enough space for people to run. It doesn't look like there's any traps. It looks like things are just very hidden. Now, there is a pool of water, and the stranger's book indicates that there's a bunch of things underwater. So, depending on how you want to go about getting that, it's quite possible that you'd just be able to skate over it with the magicycle.
Over the water.
Over the water. But
is it inside?
It's under the water. So, you'd be able to drag someone through the water.
Well, I can't swim.
I can swim.
I can swim.
I mean, I can swim, I just can't swim well.
Can you move the water out of the way?
Can we freeze the water?
You wouldn't be able to freeze the water, but it would just trap things.
I could push things.
So
push the earth. Maybe we'll find out.
Here are some skills that I like. Feel free to use skills in however you want. Tell me the action, and I'll assign a skill to it, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But here are some of the things that I suggest. I'm, giving you as options. One of the things is that the stranger will probably vault onto the wall and run along the top of the wall. That will require acrobatics. Mm-hmm. It's pretty tall up. It's pretty high up there, and you don't have anything to balance easily with. One of them, you could, but he would jump between the walls and get on top, and then balance them there. It's pretty difficult, but there are a lot of tokens up there. He'll probably be going after those a lot. Anybody else could too. Athletics, climb the wall. Get up there, or climb up to higher places that aren't exactly the top of the wall, but you might have to shimmy side to side of the vines and things like that. Now, holding your breath underwater, kind of difficult sometimes. That's an endurance check, so you guys know.
Got it.
All right.
Ever
recognizes that these vines are definitely responding to Vela in some way.
Nice.
So definitely, so there's a high chance that Ever will be able to straight up move the vines.
For example, yeah.
I like that. I'm not going to be able to access any of my materials, unfortunately, because my computer is it's glued shut and can't open it. Nah, I can't open it ever again in my life.
That's too bad.
You sure?
There's nothing I can do.
Give me a shot. Like, open it for me. I think you should.
I already opened it, and then I closed it, and it's not going to happen. So, I'm ready.
I guess you're just going to commit three failures.
Yeah,
right,
I'm going to fail.
Guys, I can't do this. What are you talking about?
Guys, I can't do this.
You were so excited about it.
I thought you had enough fiber.
Hey, Ross, what do you mean by computer?
You dropped this.
No.
That actually scared me.
I have a question.
What's going on?
Does the whole labyrinth system count as an encounter?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. As one encounter.
First action.
What?
Not this one. This one.
Oh.
Resist five.
In case there's anything.
Before we enter, everyone's planning on, like, everyone groups up, cast that, so that for the rest of the encounter.
What does it do?
Resist five. Resist five damage.
Oh, whoa.
My testicles
whoa.
Are tingling.
This is going
to
be great.
So in case I fall off the wall, I will not be hurt very much.
Right.
Nice, good
I
idea.
Understand.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh. Guys, it really hurts, but let's do this.
So, another kinds of things, like I'll give you quick suggestions. Arcana,
mm-hmm.
Q might be able to sense, especially because of circles of power here, Q might be able to sense the location of the tokens so he can go with him directly quicker. It'll give a +2 to your next check. It won't count as a success, but it'll give a +2 to your next check to make sure you don't fail. Dungeoneering.
Okay.
Same kind of thing. You can figure out where, oh, this is a nice place to hide things. Or there's like a weird shadow here, whatever. Nature. If you discern the kind of any sorts of traps or hazards, or especially even the water, you can discern where the tokens are, get you in and out faster.
Okay.
Perception. Kind of hard, but you might spot a quick, like a really tiny shortcut that you might just be able to make.
Okay.
So the
which one?
Perception.
Uh-huh.
Got it.
Could help you, make some shortcuts. Another thing with perception. You might just see like a perfect like shot right through to get things. Now, those are all the primary kind of skills.
Mm-hmm.
Although there are more bonuses than anything. Again, do whatever you can. Just keep things going. The more checks you make, the more checks in general you make trying to get things, the higher the value. Like of each, the harder the action, the higher the value of doing things. Now, you can also get points from avoiding, from not just getting the tokens. Get points that the crowd loves it.
Okay.
This means, rather than going around like or trying to get around something, just busting through it, picking a lock really fast, getting in and out with some treasure, whatever.
Okay.
And also just pulling tricks, or just doing everything with a flourish.
Is it like a separate point counter for just being awesome?
No, it's full. It's combined. Wait. And it's a party. It's combined. It counts as tokens, essentially, free tokens. If the crowd really loves it.
Okay.
It's just would be not exactly a meta success, but it would just be a success for us. You know?
Yeah, as long as
because we are entertainers.
Yeah, that's the entire thing. You are performers in this one. This is your best. This is your first real performance. So, doing little tricks, juggling, for instance, or I don't know, sleight of hand while you are running through the maze with your tokens and trinkets, just like, just kind of like, I don't know, that would be a thievery check, for example. Or busting through some locked doors, which you might have to climb over, get around otherwise. It might be interesting to the crowd. I would count it as a bluff for doing things with a very high flourish.
Okay.
Or just like you randomly run up to something and you just like spin around and like you're fainting the walls. Because there's not necessarily any living creatures in here or even constructs. There's just a lot of like physical hazards. Something of interest is that the stranger will have the book with him, but he won't have it out. So,
looking at the book would probably take some time.
It would take some time to really follow it. So,
could he follow it if he was on a bike, not driving?
He doesn't want to go on the bike. He wants to run.
I was going to look and see and count how many are underwater.
It looks like up to 20.
Okay.
Shit.
But there's more than 50.
Okay.
It's just like the perfect run is 50.
It's 50.
They don't think it's possible for you to beat that number. That's like the highest. plausible number for like a speedster to cut through.
Okay.
But again,
there are like bonus points.
Yeah.
Bonus point tokens.
Right.
Now, if you happen to be trained to memorize things, you might be able to fly backwards through the maze. That would freak people out and be like, ah. Or feasibly, figure out where, like, the fastest way. Like, oh, I've gone through here. Those would be things like history checks. So enough of the meta. Shall we get started?
Let's do it.
The stranger is ready, and he's going to pop up on the wall immediately.
Is it just the wall ahead of us? There's no real entrance.
There is. Gortog's gonna open in a moment. Let's roll for initiative.
Let's go.
I just rolled a 2.
19. 19 total?
19. 28? Nice. 11. You know it. 17.
Okay, so 11. Mm-hmm. And Bryce, you said 19?
Yep. Do you like peanut butter?
I'm alright, thanks.
Have you tried Oreo with peanut butter?
Oliver, what would you say? You're
17.
Clearly.
Too many carbs. I told you guys, I realized I wasn't getting enough protein.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I don't know why it's
not up. I think they shut down the server or something.
Oh, whatever. I have all the updates. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I'm still loading character builder because I forgot the stranger's initiative, and I don't have it on the machine right now. So, let's start with Eros, who probably beat the stranger in this case.
Let's do it. What did the stranger roll?
I have to figure out, and I'm waiting for character builder to open.
Oh, okay.
So, the stranger says he's basically just going to scale the wall and immediately run on top, because he thinks that's pretty easy for him. He doesn't want to take any of the magic cycles, because the last time he did that, it blew up.
Mm, that's a good point. Who's driving?
Ever's never seen one of these before.
Driving that?
Yeah.
Well, I just got my license.
No.
So.
Magic cycle license. Okay.
Okay.
Well, what do you think would be good? Like
drive a car.
Reflex would be good for
you'll
driving.
Be fine.
We'll see.
You'll be fine.
We'll see.
And you can still use probably your powers while you're driving.
Very good. I will advise Ever on proper driving.
He's just different. Don't do that.
Is it
too
magic cycle?
Do a magic cycle.
Who's gonna hop in with Ever?
Kuro is going with
Ever. I'll drive you.
Oh no.
Yes.
No!
Let's do this.
No!
Okay.
Okay.
We're gonna have to do crazy shit.
Yo, we're gonna go ham.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Dude, there's so many ramps.
As soon as you tell Ever where to stand, Ever feels perfectly natural behind the helm of the magic cycle.
It's like a wagon.
Ever knows immediately the acceleration, the braking, probably how to do, like, just ride up the walls, which you're not really sure that anybody's ever done before.
Nope.
It just seems perfectly natural for Ever.
Are the Magicycle displays on?
Yeah.
With the radar, the mini-map on the Magicycle?
The radar isn't saying anything except, like, where the other Magicycle is.
Yeah, okay.
Although you have, like...
Does it show the obstacles?
Will this save the map as we go?
No.
No.
It won't in this case.
Probably the celestial timepiece will.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Alright, so is Eros going first? He's being driven.
Wait.
Well, Eros can probably get away.
Wait.
You're gonna give us protection.
Oh.
Use protection,
guys. Oh, right. Okay.
Use protection.
Yeah.
Okay, so I cast Protective Roots. We all have Resist 5.
Nice.
Listen.
Eros is probably gonna need that shit.
Protection.
Or else he's gonna get his grappling hook out.
You have a grappling hook?
Let's do this.
Don't you remember he has... It's one of the...
Oh yeah, she has...
100 beautiful function.
Stranger roll a 13. Okay. So, Eros is first, and as is Q with... He's with Q. But
yeah.
You can see a couple tokens from here. It depends on how you run.
Is Q and Eros going together?
They can just go on. Like the initiative is just basically, I guess it just groups you guys together.
Okay, all right.
No. I think the thing moves. The vehicle moves on the driver's turn, right?
Yeah, but during that, it's like also, like, he can do things doing that.
Yeah, he can also do so.
Alright, so what can Eros do?
Give me an action.
Well, he gets in the cart, obviously.
So yeah. I'll get in. I mean,
if you want to delay, you can just, like, delay. Or just start, like, plodding away. You can stare down the path, right?
Yeah, I'll stare down the path.
Take a good look?
Yeah.
Roll perception.
Alright.
What are you looking for, exactly? A best, like, lined-up kind of tokens or a shortcut? What? It depends on what you're...
Try to get the maximum amount of tokens.
Maximum amount of tokens. Like,
straight
lined-up
shot.
Kind
straight
of
shot.
Like, straight
yeah,
shot.
Yeah, yeah, do for it.
Go for it. 25. Easily.
Does Eros know?
Yeah. Choose one of the following. +2 on your next roll.
Okay.
Or the next check that you make will give a point multiplier.
That one. Point multiplier.
Okay. Roll 1d4.
Come on.
Yes.
Okay. It's not actually 4. It's 2.
Okay. Was it one
still,
or two?
Still.
It's like 1.5 or two.
Okay.
So you're gonna have a two times on your next check.
Let's do it.
Whatever its value is. Alright. So that's like you're staring and you're getting ready. So that's pretty much your action.
I'm ready.
It's gonna become like a fast standard actions only. So your standard action is gonna include your move action. It's more like full round actions.
It's just thing.
One activity, that's your entire kind of turn.
Got it. Gotcha.
What's Q doing?
Q's gonna ask Eros what's going on. Okay, what path do you want to do?
Eros tells him exactly what to do.
Okay, so I'm going to start the metacycle and go for it.
All right, so Eros is just kind of leaning over, grabbing the tokens. Ding, 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 ding. All right, so that's pretty much the action that's going on.
Yep.
And we'll roll the check and see how it goes next time. Next, it's...
Eros is hanging out.
Yeah.
Like that, he's holding on with like one foot.
Yeah.
You know?
So it's Kuro.
Some of the dangers.
Kuro is with Everett.
Okay, Kuro will extend... silent malediction in order to charge his goggles to gain dark vision.
He has dark
vision. Oh, that's smart.
He has dark vision.
So Kuro has dark vision. Alright, you're gonna get a plus two in any areas that are unlit, especially underwater.
Okay.
Dude, you're gonna sink down.
Okay. So, the stranger is already on top of the wall.
Yep.
And he's running along.
Grabbing tokens.
That's probably going to be fine. But I just want to make sure. The stranger just is like, running backwards along the wall, apparently. And just, like, grabbing tokens off the sides of the wall.
Nice.
He gets maybe 3 or something. In 6 seconds, that's not
bad.
What
are the tokens up there?
What?
What are the tokens?
They look like they're kind of like almost like as if digital. Grab them and they just kind of look like they appear in your hands. They feel like odd,
so
but physically there.
They're kind of somewhat tactile holograms.
Tactile holograms, yeah, kind of looking 8-bit, like chalices and things like that. Absolutely. Never mind that. Okay, so the stranger's on his way up already on the wall, racing along and trying to balance. No. Sometimes he'll just, like, do the worm a couple times and grab some things. All right, Ever's turn.
Okay, so Ever paid specific attention when he was looking at the map to where the water with the most tokens was.
Mm-hmm.
Goes more or less straight for that.
Okay. On the way there, is he going to do anything? Because he has to loop around a couple times.
Mm-hmm. He would just drive as fast as possible.
Okay. Stranger has already made one success for the party, by the way.
Okay.
No one else has actually started doing anything. Alright. So he's going straight there. Is Kuro
looking around, though, for anything. Obviously, tokens or anything else specific, landmarks or anything like that on the way. Anything that he possibly wants to check out.
Okay. You see a couple pieces of black fruit bloom in front of you.
Okay.
And they're just like blooming in front of you. They're ripening
uh-huh.
in front of you. Do you grab them?
Yeah.
Be pretty easy. Grab them. You recognize this as explosive fruit. No tokens in this area.
Okay.
Because these guys ran for it.
Right.
Eros's turn.
What do I see?
You see...
Did we get all the tokens, or what?
You see easy money. Make a check.
Okay.
What kind of check are you going to do?
I'm just going to see what's up there.
How are you going to grab the token? Or, like, what kind of, like... Are you doing anything special to grab the tokens, or are you just trying to get them in general?
I'm hanging out of the cart.
Roll
kind of like, you know, like how the stunt, old stuntman used to, like, hang off the horses on the side?
Yeah, roll athletics.
All right. 27.
Easily. You're hanging off, like, with your toes under a bar.
Yeah.
And you're going like this. Boom, boom, boom.
Right. Nice.
You get 4 tokens.
Nice.
Whoa. We have 7 so far.
Oh. I can talk at any time, right?
Oh, yeah, we can hear each other.
Walkie-talkies.
Yeah.
How you guys doing over there?
Yes.
Don't talk so loud.
Yes.
Low.
Going for the water.
Okay.
If anyone needs help to do something, I can help.
Okay.
Do you think you can have the vines lift us up onto the wall?
I don't know how strong they could become.
Hmm. I thought you're back.
I would need to be back. Rare.
Sorry. What about the vines?
Ever so confused.
Yes.
Is Kuro in the cart?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So the vines don't think it'll be strong enough.
Kuro's staring into the display.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Are you guys close? Like, can I see you guys?
They're ahead of you. There's... Q is already going like...
Like,
surfing it.
Yeah.
But not on purpose. This is yeah. He's terrible.
Okay. So, what exactly?
So, Eva says, well, right now you're too fast, and I don't know if they're strong enough.
Okay.
Well, never can ever control nature.
Yeah.
Think
about
Let's this. Do it.
What's my nature? 14.
21? 14 total?
21, yeah.
Oh, okay. You think you could do something, and you're pretty sure they'd be happy with anything.
Let's do it.
You're looking at the display, and we're both nodding like this.
Are you trying to... do you want to try it now?
We're going to try
it. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Okay.
I'm down.
Okay.
Eros gets back in the cart.
Yeah, he's never been out of the cart. He's just kind of...
He's
rolled
okay.
back.
Okay, so he says... we pull up behind you, guys.
Okay.
Okay, can these hover?
Yeah.
Okay.
They are hovering.
I mean like in one place.
Oh,
can
yeah.
Stay in one place?
We're gonna stop it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll stop it.
Okay. So you want to go up?
Go up.
Okay. Alright, Ever's gonna...
Strangers running.
Ever's gonna try and make them weave around them and pull them up.
Pull them up? Okay. Ever plucks you from the magicycle. Is this what you guys wanted?
Maybe with the magicycle, please. Thank you.
Okay, Ever grabs the magicycle.
The magicycle is silver.
No. I suggest they go up the vines on the magicycle. Goodbye.
He jumps over the wall.
That's what I'm saying. We should... Actually, no. Eros, you grab the magicycle. You'll be okay.
You hear the stranger. Ramp!
Oh. Ever, can you make a hill? Make a hill out of the vines.
It is called a ramp.
Make a hill out of the vines.
Ramp.
Yes.
Yep.
A tall hill that goes up.
You might be able to drive directly on the vines.
That's what I mean. Like,
huh?
Is Ever humming?
Yes. He draws a line with his finger, trying to raise them
up
in that way.
To look what looks like a quarter pipe.
Oh.
Yo, let's do this.
All right.
Okay. Roll a dexterity check.
Oh, Jesus.
Roll. Well, depending on how it does.
I got a 15.
You guys ride right up, but you guys are going a little bit fast.
That's fine.
Eros, there are some ways you can make this look even better. Roll bluff.
18.
You fly off the magic cycle.
You fly?
You fly off. As it goes up, you go like this. You do a backflip and land on the magic cycle as you're all on top of the wall. Okay. So, with every...
That's us. Okay, now we're on top of the wall, actually.
Thanks to that, you guys have gotten another 6 tokens.
Nice.
Ooh. You guys are now at 13.
So we're going to keep going around all along on the ground.
Mm-hmm. You guys are...
Whatever's making small little jumps along the top.
Nice.
As you go.
Oh, okay.
You guys are going to have to make some checks. Okay. Kuril's turn.
To get the tokens, do we shoot them or can we do we have to grab them?
You haven't tried anything.
Okay. Are there any tokens visible?
Yeah, there's 3 or 4 tokens coming up because they just went up the wall.
Okay, Kuro will target all 3 tokens.
Whoa!
Hand of Radiance.
Roll Hand of Radiance.
Okay.
I almost have the Hand of Radiance and it like shoots from his staff and they're all pointing fingers.
No, the Hand of Radiance, he's holding the staff and he just points with his other hand.
So it shoots up from his hand.
Yeah. His Hand of Radiance.
He doesn't use the staff. I'm gonna reach
around. That's.
Give him the reach around.
Dude, we still gotta do the magician.
31.
I'll call Sharon Gao. I'll call Sharon Gao.
31, 26.
real quick.
31, 26, and 16.
Sorry, what?
31, 26, and 16.
You nail all 3 of them, and they appear in your card.
Okay.
The
whoa!
Great. Nice.
Okay. Since Ever kind of like expended his thing.
Oh, just one last verbal thing.
Mm-hmm.
He says about the jumps. If you want them more or less, just say.
Okay. More. Always.
They get slightly higher and more frequent.
Always more.
The stranger makes a leaping dive across a gap that probably shouldn't be jumpable, and he does a swimming motion, lands on the other side, rolls on top of the wall, keeps running.
I couldn't tell if he was swimming or flying.
Yes!
Okay. It's Eros' turn.
Eros, I have an idea.
What?
Okay. You take the wheel, or, no. Get on the disc.
Okay.
Okay?
Let's go.
Do you see the the ledge that you can hook your grappling hook onto?
Yeah.
Hook your grappling hook on there and let it loose. Now hold onto your crossbow.
Okay. He shoots it.
So what he's doing is making a water ski out of the tension floating disc.
Wait, so I'm hooking onto the cart.
You hook onto the cart.
Okay, he's hooked onto the cart.
And then I'm going to use our...
It's obviously attached to his crossbow.
Roll Arcana.
Yeah, I have to make sure that it's going to be like a fluid...
Roll Arcana to keep this up.
Yeah. This is gonna be, okay, here we go. Okay, it's going to be... where's Arcana? 27.
You make it as dizzy as possible.
Wait,
for him.
Position it behind me, and Eros wants to flip back onto it, out of the cart.
Okay.
As we're moving.
So it's going to go like that.
Yeah. Right
behind him. All right. See if you can grab some coins.
34.
You miss the tensor's floating disc, but grab onto it and spin yourself around. You're like,
perfect. I'm like, I'm kind of like, what, like this?
If you're holding the crossbow,
right,
like that.
Can I float out to the walls?
Yeah.
I could just float above the thing? Can I float down and up?
Not really.
Okay.
Not with him controlling it like this.
I can only let you go laterally.
For the ridiculous amount of style points that you guys have gotten so far, you guys, Eros gets hit in the face with something. It's from Gortog.
Oh, Jesus.
It's a picture of a penis.
No. Why?
The penis says, the penis is labeled a crowd. Penis is labeled crowd, and the number is 15 in some of the drops.
15?
What does that mean?
Roll insight.
This is gonna be bad, guys. This is gonna be a 9.
You think the crowd is peeing 15.
Guys, everyone listen, please. New information.
Tell me.
The crowd is indeed being 15.
Okay, over I got your back.
Okay.
Got your
Let's
back.
Go.
Q, roll, roll intelligence.
They're trying to figure out what this is. I rolled under.
Okay. You can definitely ask Eros what he sees on the paper.
Eros, what are you looking at?
Okay, penis, 15, crowd, just as I said.
What?
What? Crowd of 15?
Does that mean that there Ding are 15... Dong. They're giving us 15 things?
Penis, crowd, 15.
They're ejaculating 15?
The crowd is peeing 15.
Oh
it's
my god.
Very simple, actually.
Eros, you need to, we need to focus right now.
You guys are now at 31 points.
Yeah. Okay.
You've already beaten Gortok's score.
Oh, wow.
Another thing flies past Eros.
Can I grab it?
No, it hits you in the back of the head.
What is it?
Y'all are hustlers, you know that? That's all it says.
Okay.
There's barbecue stands on the middle.
G-Tog is gross. I'll bring it out.
All right.
They're telling us things that we already know. Thank you.
So Q and Eros have made their checks. Kuro. You can use any skills. Again, you can just describe what you want to do. But if you want to keep using powers, it's up to you too.
Oh, okay. No, the power was good because he could hit three things.
That's yeah. So good.
What's within range?
You only have two in range right now.
Okay. So, let's see.
Where are they?
Oh, you guys are probably getting close
to
the lake, right?
You're getting pretty close to the water right now.
Oh. Good.
Ever wants to see if he can... Well, it's not much of
you. Are you going to try and nail the two? Or what else are you thinking about?
Kuro's going to ask Ever to use the car to throw him to the air. And once he's in the air,
ow.
He's going to attempt to nail the two. Just bump.
Just make a...
Just like
yeah.
A bucket.
Boom.
Okay.
Get flung into the air.
It won't break?
Hmm?
It won't break?
The magic
just,
cycle?
Just, there's like enough space, you can just make it. Okay. So how far off the ground are these? Just
they're floating about like a foot and a half.
Okay.
So you just
you
drop.
You can't make them higher. Right?
You,
like
you can. You can kind of jump with them, but you have to like. Try
like
to
a
like,
jet ski.
Yeah.
Like a jet ski. Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha. Now I understand.
Okay. Roll. Roll a dexterity check.
Why am I driving this?
Because you're totally capable.
10.
Add Stranger and Eros should drive.
Add 10.
Okay.
It acts like an animal. So you got what?
20.
Kuro's in the air.
Next right. Thing you know, Kuro's flying.
Now he's airborne. Kuro will attempt
to... Eat the fruit.
Hmm?
Eat the fruit.
He's in the air already.
Oh.
Next
time.
Next time.
What
the explosive it? Fruit?
No. The super jump fruit.
Oh, right.
Yes, Kuro, please.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a visual. He will attempt to do a flip like this while in the air.
Yeah.
Alright.
Oh my god.
Roll acrobatics.
Acrobatics.
Oh god.
What? Let's do it. Everyone's gonna try and keep him out just like a limb with
him. As he does the flip, right, he will yell, I got your back, and use Hand of Radiance on both targets.
Oh okay.
Acrobatics is only 16.
Oh, that's pretty good, actually.
Alright, so when he's upside down, he shoots Hand of Radiance, dual Hand of Radiance.
You should do something like Flare.
I got your back! 24. 29.
The party has already scored 14 points. 40 points.
Oh my god.
There is still plenty of time to destroy the perfect score.
Let's do it. Let's double it.
You haven't even gotten to the water. You land both hits, and you're do perfect like flare kind of thing, and
yeah.
you land pretty much in the magic cycle.
Okay.
Pretty much. Maybe like a little bit
off. It like leans
it
to one side.
It must be super heavy.
Trying to compensate.
Yeah. With the like compensation,
yeah.
You realize that like you're rounding essentially the corner where the water will be.
Drifting
around the corner.
Oh my god. Everything good happens to the party.
Okay. The stranger calls over the, what is grapefruit?
I don't know.
Roll nature. Grapefruit. It looks like stone.
Just eat it.
24.
I have eaten it.
Okay. Excellent, stranger.
You hear a crash. You see some walls falling over. Oh, it is fun! You see the stranger flying out in a cannonball formation going through walls.
That's terrifying.
The stranger is not getting any tokens. But he's destroyed
several
walls.
He's destroying the walls.
The walls are just rubble and there's just like floating tokens.
Stranger, don't make a mess, please.
Stranger, don't forget tokens.
What? What are tokens again?
Big circles. Grab the big circles.
I'm flying.
Okay.
It's Eros's turn. There's an enormous space where there's just like maybe 24 tokens just floating. Destroyed a couple walls from.
Can Eros like kind of, you know, laterally
too far
float
away.
Over? All right.
Maybe in a loop around.
All right, Cube, we got to get over there.
Where is it pointing?
Clearly the stranger has lost all sight of what we're doing.
What are we doing?
Okay, fine.
Eros would like to...
It's like, he's trying to memorize where they were.
Okay. Roll history.
Okay. 24.
Easy.
Okay.
Eros wants to assume...
That position?
The...
Do it.
The wrathful aspect, supreme field marshal stance.
Eros, what are you doing back there?
See, let's go, you know. He stares up into the sky.
I guess that's the stance.
Yes, he's assuming the position.
It's like,
his legs become even wider. He's like squatting.
Do I feel anything?
You feel a cold breeze. I mean, it's autumn air here here in Charity, but you feel a really cold breeze, and you hear flapping behind you.
I look down.
There are leaves flying behind you. maple leaves are just like creating this cape behind you.
Eros assumes a really serious face for Eros.
There's just like it's basically like a shadow aura of like maple leaves flying everywhere.
Look back.
He puts his hood up.
I got your back. I got your back. Go for it, Eros. I got your back.
Roll perception.
Okay.
He's putting his hood up. It's like,
25.
You see a token. You see a token in front of you. Is it moving towards you? Slowly? Yes. Yes, it is.
I grab it.
See another token. It's moving towards you slowly. It looks like you have a slightly magnetic aura.
Oh my god. He has to stay like this though. Right? So he's just gonna stay here, holding on, because if he lets go, he flies off. And he can't put his hand down, because I guess that's his stance, right?
No, he can do that. It's just.
Well, he's gonna assume he's gonna do this.
Like, I think the stance is probably just the legs, and you just have to keep going like this.
Oh my god. Eros, where did you get those leaves from?
Don't worry about it. Eros takes his shirt off, throws it away. He doesn't need it anymore.
How are you gonna take off your shirt while you're holding a crossbow?
With his mouth.
Your shirt flies away.
Oh my god. Is it bare naked? With a cape full of leaves.
Your shirt smacks you in the face.
Okay, it's fine.
You can't see.
I don't need to see. Cute. Slight problem, but okay, just keep going.
What's wrong?
You guys are at 52 points right now. You've beaten the perfect score.
Oh my god.
There's still no failures.
Okay. Q's not going to take any actions.
Okay, Q's just going to keep driving?
I have to concentrate.
Eros can't see. Right now?
No, he can't. You do manage to drive over, like, another two. Or another token.
Okay.
Yeah.
Q, just get us close. I can attract the big
Eros.
Thing in the, you know...
Eros, right, Eros, use your relic. I got your back.
My relic? With what hand?
With your good hand.
Okay.
What
did
he do?
Can Eros do something?
Yes.
Okay, so he grabs hold of his relic.
You see...
He doesn't take the shirt off his face. No.
You see all the tokens.
Too easy.
You see all the tokens.
Oh, guys. I should have done this... Should have done this sooner.
I see all the relics, guys.
Shirts in my face. Right?
Relics? They're all relics.
Sorry, I'm confused. See all the tokens.
Yeah, I assume that.
What are the tokens again?
A Okay, so...
What is purple fruit?
So he took... Can I just tell Q all the locations?
Q's gonna listen. I'm gonna listen.
Q's the only one I could really, like...
Roll... Roll insight.
Ding! 26.
Half of his descriptions make sense. The rest of them are like... Past the wall, inside the box, because this is what you see. You just see a lot of, it's like wireframe kind of. It's like, not wireframe, more like wall hacking. Like
right,
you can
right.
tell things are there, but like, okay, don't drive into that. There's something behind it though. And he's like, what?
Okay.
it looks like if you take another two insight rolls, you probably would be able to collect about, you know, 3/4 of what he's talking about.
Is he able? Is a celestial timepiece storing this information? Can they use it like a GPS?
That's what I was trying to do before,
yeah.
It's very odd, but yes. Like, it might be a little slow, though.
And I'll talk in its robot voice.
It might tell you a little bit too late to turn.
Make a right-hand turn.
Wait, did we take extended rest?
Yes.
From that dream
we took an extended rest. He woke up bloody. purple fruit.
I had a dream, if you know what I mean.
Mm.
What's the purple
I woke up wet.
Purple fruit.
And bloody.
That Latari but dream.
That's terrifying.
Wake up with blood on you.
Purple fruit makes you slippery.
It's a common thing.
Slippery.
No, Mom, no.
So what?
Purple fruit makes you slippery.
No.
Like things slide around you.
It's like
we wake up, Mom, sitting
here.
A slug.
What are
we talking about?
Like a slug?
Like a slug.
I don't know what that means, but okay. This is weird.
You hear like. You hear.
Oh, that's pretty gross.
I'm gonna turn down the volume.
Yeah.
Party's now at 60 points.
Oh my
hey,
God.
Ever.
Mm-hmm.
Are you close to that body of water yet?
Yes.
You guys have reached the body of water.
Here.
Ever, what does the. What if I eat the exploding food, what will it do?
I don't think we've tried.
Most people shouldn't eat the exploding fruit. That's what Ever remembers. Most people should not eat the exploding fruit.
Most people.
Probably not good.
How do we get it to explode?
Ever throws it.
I eat the food.
There's a small explosion, and fish come flying out of the water.
Oh my God.
The tokens are... Not blown out of the water.
Shit.
Alright, can Ever sort of... Is there a way that Ever can find where, like, a bunch of tokens underwater are?
Roll nature. Ever is watching the currents.
How large is this body of water?
31.
Size of this room.
Okay.
Not huge, then.
Mm-hmm.
I got 31.
You can spot several clusters.
Okay. Ever's gonna try and use the water... Control the water to push them all into one place.
Best you can do.
Can they move? Can they...
Very slightly. Very, very slowly.
Okay.
You're so intrigued by the apple cutter. Have you never
it's
seen
sharp it? Working.
It kind of is.
Put
you
your
just
hand on it. Just
it's pretty sharp.
You guys are about to like push
it's
through
pretty
it.
Sharp, but it's not... It doesn't like hurt. Because I push down. Like...
Oh, careful! Oh my God! And I can eat this by itself.
Dylan has repelling skin, though.
So. Yeah, sure. And...
You can push into three, maybe.
Three
clusters.
Okay.
They're too far apart.
But
nice.
Yeah. And... They say... I turn to you. Are you going under? Or should I?
I'll go. I got your back.
Ever tosses a ring to you.
You catch the ring?
Right, girl, we'll put on the ring.
Describe what the ring does. It's your turn.
You can swim underwater at normal speed.
Oh, okay.
And breathe underwater.
Okay.
That's beastly.
Oh, God.
That's better than usual. Coral is just going to hold his breath. Walk at the bottom.
Really slow.
Coral, roll insight.
His insight is... It's pretty good insight. It's 19.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The crowd would probably love it if you did that anyway. This way you won't drown.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can walk really fast.
So Ever tosses it to you and says, you can be like a fish. That's his explanation.
You grow scales.
Well, he's just like a bee still. So.
I'm like a frog. Stranger is just like doing whatever.
He's still dressed like a bee, right?
Yes.
All right, everyone but the stranger. Everyone but the stranger switch channels. Okay, is everyone on?
You hear
hello?
The distance.
It's just cute.
Hello?
No one switched.
You can still hear in the dishes. What does white fruit do?
Alright, everyone go to Beat Hazard.
Everyone switch to Beat Hazard.
Oh, Koro is going to take the jumping fruit with him, though.
Ooh, good one.
Alright.
Okay. Koro could probably eat it underwater, but he would also drink part of the water.
Can...
Which is not a problem.
I guess Ever took... So Koro will just... Oh, let's see. Koro will eat the jumping fruit and then jump...
Into the water.
...high above the water and do...
Did he put his goggles on, too?
Yeah, he's wearing goggles.
God, that's perfect.
As a bee.
He's like, are you going to just, like,
swimming
dive?
Out.
Yeah, Moradin special swan dive.
It's in the shape of a hammer.
Yeah. He will attempt to do a Moradin's graceful swan dive.
Roll dungeoneering.
What?
Oh.
Dungeoneering is only 14.
He's in the water.
Okay.
Very slight slash only.
La 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 la. I mean.
The crowd is confused, but 75 points.
Nice.
Where were you at?
Oh my god, we're gonna double this.
You're probably gonna make it to like the first cluster. Looks at least as like maybe 15, but still a little bit away.
Okay.
I mean, you can feasibly get to it pretty easily. Even if you're doing it.
Yeah.
Roll bluff.
Oh, he did pretty well. 20.
80 points. That's quite the performance.
How close are we to the cluster the stranger left behind?
Which one?
We're pretty far away from that now, actually.
Are we?
Yeah. Because we're picking it, we're going to try to pick up the stuff that you're seeing.
Okay, let's do that then.
Okay. So, Eros, roll bluff, because you're going to try and actually communicate to Q.
Bluff or diplomacy?
No, bluff.
Oh my god.
He's going to try and, like, you know, explain it in the best way
26.
He can. 26. Which is usually a bunch of lies.
Yeah.
Roll insight. You're not, like, countering his insight. You're just trying to understand him in general.
Okay. Ooh, 13.
Eros is really...
You have no idea what Eros is saying, but you got a bunch of it from last time. All right, you guys are, you kind of follow half of his instructions and just kind of drive over things.
So yeah.
It's kind of hard to understand him when he's like this. You guys are 95 points.
Is there more time to do something else?
You guys are,
do one last thing. If not, that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Q's going to try to sense the circles of power.
They're everywhere. They're centered on the labyrinth, but you can feel it everywhere.
Oh.
Yeah. It's all over the place.
Mm. Okay. Okay, so it's not a particular location.
No.
Okay, that's it.
Okay. And Eros manages to pick up, like, he's seeing something. He's grabbing...
Are they still being attracted to him?
Mm-hmm. That's why you guys are at 95 points.
What's the sound that it makes when Eros...
Does Eros still have the shirt on his face?
Yes.
Hard mode. Let's do it.
Because you're choosing not to, like, freaking take
your
hand off.
You're just being like this? Or it's more like your teeth and like this?
Wait, is there one more thing Eros can do?
Sure, try.
Eros is going to put the crossbow, like... Maybe he's going to, like, take it? Like,
yeah.
Go like that? So he doesn't have to use, you know... So
mm-hmm.
It's, like, pulling him like this now?
Yeah.
Right? And he's going to assume... He's going to use his dagger, his magic ability on his dagger, to assume the duelist prowess stance with the other hand. So, like, half you know, so he can have two stances active at once. And he's just surfing on the thing using his legs to carry him along with a shirt on his face.
Okay. Right. This is what's happening. Shirtless Eros is surfing with the crossbow between his legs that has a long grappling hook trailing behind the magic cycle. He's got his hands up in the air. He has this random cape of maple leaves, orange, red, and gold maple leaves coming out of him as tokens pass by and slowly are attracted to him. But sometimes it, like, gets out of range before they fully attract, so they just move and stuff. But it's just like leaving this wake of moving things. Crowd is amazed and very confused.
Very confused.
You guys get 5 more points in terms of stuff. You guys are at 100.
Yes! Oh my god. How many successes do we have?
Your successes total are, let's say, out of 10.
Okay.
10, yeah. Because of the number of combined motions.
Oh, okay.
And the stranger has not contributed since the first one.
Okay.
What is the stranger doing?
The stranger is just having a lot of fun right now.
Oh my god, stranger.
But you realize that you guys have, whenever you guys are, like, delivered points or something, it comes up and it shows up for you. It's possible that the stranger's collecting points. But he's not reading any of it.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Kuro and Ever.
Okay.
Well, Kuro's underwater currently, and he's just kind of going.
Ever, oh, no. Try and, okay, like, follow over the water.
Try with peanut butter.
Okay.
Can I go?
Yeah. Is there any other thing?
Sure, no, wait.
You should do it. Do it. Is that the last one? Oh my god, it's gonna get in your beard.
Do it.
Not bad.
No, good.
Okay.
That just happened.
Okay, what else is Ever trying to do? While trying to follow over, you can probably do something else. It's so good. Do you regret not doing it earlier?
He's gonna search his pockets for something that would.
Thing like that?
That would explode in sparkles.
I think Q's driving with his.
Explode
hands.
In sparkles?
Yeah.
Roll 1d20.
Both Q and Ever are both rolling this.
20.
Doesn't matter. Arrows can't see. He doesn't care.
Q, stop doing the thing. Stop doing the.
Ever's rummaging through his pockets. And finds his bag of holding. Opens it, rummages through it. Can't find anything. Something falls out of Ever's back pocket. You don't know what this is. So, of course, it's just a big thing like this. You don't know why it was in your back pocket or how it fit there. But it looks like this. It's a pipe like this. Two handles. You don't recognize it at all. You don't want to pick this up. What's in your pocket?
Hello.
You can ask them.
Hello.
You can ask anybody.
Okay.
Hello.
Found something.
What does wise fruit do?
I found something.
Don't worry, I got your back.
Ever? What does
what
it look
did you
like?
Find?
What does it look like?
Just gonna try and explain as best as possible.
It looks like a large pipe with two handles and potentially a crossbow trigger on it. By a large pipe, it's something that somebody could fit their head inside of, if they were dumb.
Does it have one opening?
No, two openings.
Two openings?
But the back one closes.
The back one closes.
Let's draw this. So it's like this, right?
It's a cannon.
It looks like there's a stand on the front end, the opening end. Looks like it
can
be
stood up. And then this is a lid that can...
That can go in and out.
Mm-hmm.
So let's give this lid here.
If it looks inside, is it empty?
No.
No.
There's something inside.
What do you see?
Can
you touch the object inside?
Can I, like, open it?
Open the back.
Don't directly smell the chemical. Only waft.
Waft only.
It smells like burning.
Is it burning right now?
No.
Oh, God.
Is there, like, a wick?
No. It's just the trigger.
It's just the trigger. smells fire.
Smells like fire? Is it burning?
No.
Oh. Pull the trigger, but don't look at it. Don't look down the barrel.
I have a feeling that it's best to probably shoot it into the air.
Okay. I'm just gonna hold on to it, wait.
Okay.
And check in with Goro.
Goro will, is it jumping power still? Does he still have jumping power? Mm-hmm. He'll jump, not completely out of the water, but he'll jump, he'll do a moonsault, Moradin's moonsault corkscrew.
Wow.
He feels very inspired by the battle with the Stronger, so he's going to do his, the Buzzing Bee Moradin's moonsault corkscrew of doom.
A blood.
Dive underwater towards the,
towards the other items.
Yes.
I imagine Kuro, like, pretending he's holding his breath, but he's breathing through his
he's
nose.
Breathing through his
so it's like bubbles. So it's like, obviously, that he's not.
Like, his microphone's like right under his nose, so everyone can hear him.
I got your back.
Roll, athletics. Add 20.
Oh my god.
So, 37 plus. What is his actual athletics? It's 37 plus 6, so 43.
It's the slowest moonsault anybody's ever done, but it's accelerating, and it's pulling tokens
toward him. Oh my god!
Because of the turbulence of the water.
Oh my god.
He gathers a few, but they're still coming at him, but the crowd seems to love this for no reason at all. You're at 125 points right now.
Oh my god.
Arbitrary
points. Was.
Okay. Ever want to do any more things?
No.
One more round for everyone. How much of the stuff?
How many of the tokens?
Have been collected?
Yeah.
Probably about a little bit under almost 3/4.
Okay.
I don't know what this color is, so I will just eat it.
You just eat it, Shane. Right? I also put the thing in his mouth, by the way.
Which one?
The
metal?
Yeah.
It tastes disgusting. Well, maybe not to most people. It tastes like cold ketchup.
Okay, so it's a choice either between what now? Do I have to roll to prevent death? I mean...
You have twisted black metal, which possibly could be radioactive in your mouth.
But it tastes like cold ketchup?
Yes.
That's worse. That's
the worst part about roll it. Endurance.
Oh, or else he's going to fall. He's going to falter. Might as well take a minus 10 to this.
Oh my god.
It's a nat 20.
You managed to almost not swallow it.
Oh, yes. Always so
but
good.
It's all the way in your mouth.
It's like all the way back there. Roll bluff.
Okay.
Disguise.
Wait, what did you put in your mouth?
The twisted black metal because I don't know what the duelist prowess stance looks like.
Do you remember other pieces of twisted black metal that Eros remember Eros's dream?
Yeah,
Arnold being impaled with similar spikes, and so Eros is putting this in his mouth.
Okay, yeah.
Roll call.
Like 25.
The crowd has no idea that you feel like vomiting.
Okay,
good. You're dying inside.
Nice. Good, because, the thing's covering my face, so. Which I didn't bother to. I actually picked up. Eros picked up the shirt to put in his mouth and then put it back, apparently. So he could still be blind. It's always good. No, always smart, Eros. Always smart. That's Eros's. That's basically it. He's just going to keep trying to collect shit. Telling Kyo what's going on.
The stranger is in the cart with Kyo.
This is fun!
The stranger's gone.
What the hell was that? Kyo? Hello?
That color of fruit that I don't know seems to make me move very quickly.
Oh, what? What color?
I don't know.
No. What? Does it look like the sun? Does it look like the moon?
I think it looks like the other fruit that look like it.
Oh, shit. Oh,
is it the color of grass? Is it the color of...
I have eaten four.
Stranger, you need to tell me what color...
You want one?
Yes.
I can't find any more.
Is it cute?
Oh, I found one. I will be right... Oh, I must eat it to get to you. So Kuro's underwater.
Everpage is over. Let me know when you're about to come up.
Okay. Kuro will do special, you know, one-person synchronized swimming move. Moradin's special underwater pirouette of doom.
Is it going up like that?
Yeah, he's spiraling up and attempting to create a huge vortex.
Q is
that's
going
a doom part.
Yeah. Roll religion.
Here's what Q's gonna do.
Is he calling upon Moradin?
He's calling upon Moradin to help his pirouette.
How else would he do?
His artistic, artisanal pirouette of doom.
Q's gonna drive towards the giant vortex that's being created.
Because
what?
He's,
Sorry. The religion is the religion I rolled a Moradin. 21.
21 Moradins.
21 Moradins.
Spinning. It's spinning. It's slowing down. Slowing down a little bit. Roll nature.
Okay. 15
total?
You rolled a 1.
You rolled a 1. You have no idea what's going on.
Okay. Ooh.
Ooh. But the ground, something's rumbling underneath Kuro. There's a geyser. He's moved in work, but no one knows that as the water pushes up from
beneath
him.
What?
Q's gonna drive on the wall towards the vortex and attempt to leap the vehicle inside the vortex.
Wait, like, it's like a geyser, right?
Yeah.
So maybe we can feel like...
Kuro is spinning the sun
on top of the geyser.
As soon as Kuro breaks the surface of the water, I'm pulling the the trigger. Straight up into the air. And I'm staying as close as possible without, like...
Yeah, without, like, dying.
Yeah.
It's a giant fireworks.
Ta-da!
It's in the shape of Gortog's face.
Oh, no. No.
Visit the casino.
Gortog's face, he's going like... He's holding a fork or something?
No, he's holding a corn dog.
Okay.
Oh, that's worse. There's definitely, like, stains on his mouth.
You can, there's enough detail you can see picking up the stains.
Oh, that's just terrible.
And stuff stuck.
He's going to try to burst through the...
Good thing Eros is...
Roll, ride. Which is dexterity.
Okay.
Yeah. Pride? You said pride?
Ride.
Oh, it said pride.
I got under my dexterity. All
right.
No, you have to... What would you roll in general?
It's a 5.
Okay. Unfortunately, you're up there. You don't make it. Boom. You bounce off the stranger who is trying to jump to get you.
Hello.
Yes, here's the fruit. Oh, he drops the fruit. I found...
The fruit falls in the water. Which it goes into the hole, and you all land kind of like on top of each other. Just in the water. You guys have hit 160 points, and the labyrinth is sinking.
So this girl.
So we're all like in a mess.
Slowly. It's a guy to
Where are we? In the water?
Yeah.
On top. Everyone's
is
on
Eros
top of each other.
Or
goes.
Eros is on his face, but he still has a cape.
Okay, good.
He's flying behind him, and his hands are up like this.
Good, excellent. Just making sure.
Ever is completely unharmed from this incident, although he was close. He was not
just
part of the general debacle that is the puzzle party.
Yeah.
And we're all in a mess as usual. And Kuro is like spiraling down.
Spiraling down.
That was much less dangerous than I expected from Gortog.
So Gortog basically describes, he says, yeah, that was pretty good. All right, so you guys did more than a perfect run. And you guys beat the higher score, which was mine. Great, all right. It looks like there's 8 people to pay out. Mm-hmm. For more than perfect run and a new record. One is myself.
Wait a moment.
You said 8?
Yeah.
Who are the other two?
Well, let's see. There's some of them that was...
No. It's not two... No. You guys aren't getting paid out.
Oh.
Some eight people bet on you guys.
Oh.
Bet on us beating...
Beating the high score and setting a new grand record.
Oh, okay.
Gortog was the first to bet.
Yeah.
As he decided, may as well. You see a name you don't recognize?
What's the name?
It's Elvish.
I'm gonna try. It's just a name.
It just sounds Elvish.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like if you had John Smith, only the Elvish.
I'm just gonna memorize the
okay.
The name.
Of course, you have Boltzmann.
Yeah.
That is a dire life savings on that.
Good for him.
Because they believe in Q Latari.
No, I'm just a kid. I'm just like, I'm sitting there. Like...
Is that what Q's doing?
Q's just like...
As Q's picking his nose, he reads the next name. Kevin Retarly.
See, he was picking his nose and then he...
He slipped and his nose.
The blood thing, right? Like where you dig for gold and you hit oil.
So it looks like he got a nosebleed when Kevin Retarly's voice
came out.
How many names is that?
Three
so far. Okay.
Wait, so Gortog, no, four. Gortog. Elven guy.
Oh, yeah, four.
Boltzmann, and then
Kevin.
Kevin
Retarly.
Four more?
Yeah. Carlos.
Okay. It's kind of weird.
You have Vela as well.
Makes sense.
You have someone by the name of Candy. And then the last one is with Help. Gortog explains that the last one is anonymous. There's a cut taken for remaining anonymous in the bet, because the bet tells you a lot about a person. So whoever did that decided to take a cut of 20% actually to remain anonymous, which is huge actually.
Wait a moment.
Why is Candy?
Who's Candy?
Who's Candy? I like Candy.
Me too.
Girl? Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Candy, the Vice President of Internal Affairs.
Right. Okay.
The one who attacked us on the train?
Ugly. 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 Ugly.
I thought we were good with that, though. I thought we kind of took care of it.
And then then attacked us again in the cathedral.
And also ran away the second time.
Right.
Okay. And then more pressing matters... Why is Kevin Retarly there?
He's a gross little kid, isn't he?
I'm interested in this Carlos. I recognize the name.
The Busa Magica. Could be one of the crew members.
I think we're going to call it here for now.
Okay.
Probably do some stuff. Take a break. We'll have to figure out food, and I have to finish typing something, actually.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, I'm stopping the recording for now.
Okay.
All right.